Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Okay. It's 30 minutes after we started this process.
At least. At least.
Because.
Because I don't know. Somewhere between insufficient bandwidth and or a remote IP address that was invalid. I don't know.
I like how you started with somebody, like, because somebody's out to get us. That's why. Because somebody didn't do their job. That's why.
AT&T is out to get me. I'm just saying, after all they put me through, the least they could offer me is a free month of HBO.
Well, you're exactly right. Hey, and if people are wondering why we sound so crystal clear, it's because we're on Skype and not on iChat.
Yeah, we're very fancy tonight. The iChat, I choose to believe the iChat was not working. Not my internet. It was not my internet. It was the iChat that was not working.
Right. Because we both had trouble with it tonight.
We did.
Okay, so we don't really have anything to talk about, but it's just the fact that we're actually connected is somewhat of a victory. And
yes.
So we're going to celebrate the victory by talking about nothing.
Yes, well, and I told you Caroline and Perry are out of town, or they're gone for the evening. And so I felt like it was a time. My house is quiet, and that's a rarity these days.
Right. And then I've just got asleep people in my house. Well, no, David's watching TV.
Uh-huh.
He's not really.
My people don't. Yeah.
What were you going to say?
No, I said my people don't sleep. I mean, when they're here,
they're vampires.
I don't know if you know, but they're vampires.
Well,
but they're up and they're in my business and they're fluttering and hovering around me when they're awake. So I felt like I needed to take this opportunity while they were gone.
Gotcha. Well, okay. So I really don't know anything about anything unless it's got something to do with television. That's pretty much,
okay.
As you know, recently I have
recently in the last 5 years.
Recently, just in the last 25 to 30 years, I've started the process of kind of enjoying television recently.
Uh-huh. Well, I understand. So, what recently have you been watching?
Well, I was gonna back up 1 second today when I picked Alex up from booking up. Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. When I picked Alex up from camp, we were standing there talking to a friend of mine who's one of the coaches. And anyway, I was talking to my friend and his wife was standing there. And all of a sudden, Alex said, "So what'd you do today, Mama, while I was gone? Did you sleep mostly?" And I was like, "No. I did not sleep mostly. I slept a little. I slept after." He was like, "Well, what did you do?" And I said, "Well, I talked to Melanie and I wrote some." And I didn't even tell him that I slept. Remember when I was talking to you and I was telling you how sleepy I was?
Yeah.
I took a little hour long nap out, just a little siesta, really.
Well, it's just called a refresher. Listen, they're going to understand when they're 40. They're going to understand that sometimes you need a little nap.
Did you sleep mostly? I mean, I don't think I sleep that much when I'm home that he would have to say that in public.
But that's like Caroline told that man at church. "Well, you know, all my mom does is nap on the couch." And I was like, "And do all your laundry and go to the grocery store. And who do you think cleans up your toys in your playroom?" I get very expensive.
I mean, anyway, I did do a load of laundry and I mean, I did some things. But okay, so the thing was, is that back to the television that I've only recently started to enjoy. So a guy in David's office had told him about this show on AMC called The Killing, and that he was really into it, and he thought we should watch it. So we DVR'd all of them, but had not watched them. And you know I'm a fan of an AMC show because you know how I feel about The Mad Men.
Yes. They quality television.
So I'm not saying Mad Men's for everybody. I recognize that sometimes it's tricky subject matter, but I enjoy the characters on Mad Men. Mm-hmm. Personally, it's my personal decision.
Yeah.
So we DVR'd all The Killing. And so yesterday afternoon we watched a couple of them while Alex was gone playing. And then, after he went to bed, we watched a few more. And so of course, I decided I'm going to stay up and watch just a few more, even after David goes to bed. Mm-hmm. So that led to this afternoon. I could not get those people out of my head. And yeah. I was like, I've either got to finish watching it or, you know, I'm going to be thinking about these people all day. So I'm proud to say that I finished it. And I don't know why my child would say that I slept most of the day, because I watched TV most of the day. And clearly that is very productive.
I was going to say, you had a goal and you achieved it.
I did.
Had a goal, and you can tell him today was about achieving your goals.
It was. Mm-hmm. It takes some skill to watch 13 hours of television.
It does.
And a little less, and just a little bit more than 24 hours. I mean,
it does.
That is a commitment. And
It is.
Mm-hmm, and I met those goals. So anyway, so now David's finishing. He's watching what I watched this afternoon.
Okay. So is the whole first season now over?
Yes, it's over.
Okay. Because, you know, AMC, that's the downside, is they only believe in about 10 new episodes.
Are you there?
First season.
Oh, you cut out, but you're back.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm back. I'm here.
We're going to be like a cell phone commercial this whole time. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Are you there?
Yeah, so it's over, and I've watched it, and I don't know what I think. I need to talk about it, but I don't want to spoil it for anybody who's listening. But I have, in fact, watched it.
Okay.
I've also watched, over the last week and a half or 2 weeks, I've started the new Food Network Star. Have you watched any of that?
You know what? I have not watched, not even a bit.
Okay.
I have. It's the first time I've ever not watched it. I don't know. I'm lacking in my television. I don't know. I don't have an excuse.
That's one of those things where I always wonder, how many food stars do we need in this country? Like, really?
Yeah.
Isn't like three or four at one time enough? I don't know why we need more.
Well, you've got Bobby Flay has like 18 shows that are all his own.
Yes.
And then, you know, you've got Paula, you've got Giada.
You've got Rachel Ray.
You've got Ree soon. Yeah, Ree is coming up with her. Sandra Lee.
Yeah,
you've got Ina Garten. You've got a lot of people.
Yeah. So I don't really know. And then I'm always surprised by how many people there are who want to be a Food Network star. Like, who really, you know, like, I don't know. But anyway, I've only watched one, and then I've started the second one. So I've got that. I've got that going on. And then I've also got, hold on. You know, I'm trying to keep up with my Say Yes to the Dress now that I've discovered it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, let me. I've got a few things on my plate as far as TV goes right now, and I'm trying to juggle it all.
Well, it's a lot. I think that what happened to us, I mean, I think here is, you know, our living room television went out the last day of school.
Right.
You know, I turned it on and it was like an explosion, and then we were down to just one TV for a while, and so we couldn't really watch anything, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, everything kind of became whatever Caroline was watching or whatever. And then, but now we borrowed a TV from Mimi and Bob's, because in these tough economic times,
yes,
Perry did not feel like we needed to go out and buy a new TV right now.
You
so that's
spend
what
$2,000 on the television.
No, $2,000 on a television. No. I don't, you know, clearly we were going to buy one that took up our whole living room wall. But anyway, that was not a battle I was willing to fight. And then Bob's took pity on me and said, we have a TV y'all can borrow. So we're just doing that. We're making do for right now.
I think that's great to make do. I think that's
And here's the thing. We don't care. I don't care about it. Just give me a screen. I need a screen. That's it. But I think the College World Series has been on. So, like, I've watched a lot of baseball.
Yes.
And Friday Night Lights, of course. See, which you've already gone through. But since, like, Friday night, I watch Friday Night Lights. Tonight.
Okay, where is it in the regular season? Because I'm here to tell you, this past season of Friday Night Lights, and again, that was one of those things where we had all the episodes on Netflix. And so we watched them all that way. But it was a delight and a treasure.
I mean, there's just not a better show. I really, like, I think this week, I read that there are, like, four episodes left. And I grieved thinking there's only four episodes left. I mean, but this week was when Coach Taylor, he benched Vince.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one. And Matt told Julie he wasn't going to be her safety net, basically told her she needed to go on back to college. And then, Mindy Riggins is pregnant again. And she said Billy smelled like nachos.
I love that. Now, and see, there hasn't been a character on television in recent memory. Now, granted, I have such limited experience with television that you'll have to keep that in mind. But that has made me talk back to the television like Vince's father.
I agree. But he is a great actor.
He's a great actor. Yes.
Oh my gosh. When he was like coming after Coach Taylor and Vince had to talk him down and whatever, I was like that. I mean, he made you like hate him.
I know.
Like,
he's so good. And I even said that when we were watching, I said, I don't know who he is, but he is good.
I mean, that character is so believable. That to me, I love that. But I think Kyle Chandler has done some of the best acting.
Oh, I do too.
Like, that clenched jaw, I do love that clenched jaw.
Too.
I mean, listen, he meant business. Yeah. I mean, he was not playing around.
He can handle some things.
Yeah, he can handle some things. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate it. I would have to say, and I know you already know whether or not this is true, but I felt like at the end of this episode, we felt like we saw Vince turning a corner. Like, I felt like between his mom saying you shouldn't always listen to your daddy and between seeing how volatile his daddy got at the end of that game, I felt like a light bulb kind of came on for him.
I think that's very insightful on your part.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that it felt like to me it was the beginning of him realizing, because I think it was that realization of, oh, this team can win without me. And I think before he felt like he was kind of bulletproof, as a lot of 17-year-old boys tend to think.
Exactly. Yeah. That, I don't know. The whole thing has been so good. I loved it. I loved every second of it. I hate that it's over. I hate that I've seen them all. Okay. So there was that. And that took up some time too with my watching. And that's why this afternoon I thought I am going to put out an ebook in August, and it's going to say, in lieu of any actual writing, I was able to complete the following seasons of the following shows: Top Chef Masters Season 3, Friday Night Lights Season 5.
Well, you know, I can say
the dress assorted episodes.
Mm-hmm. I lost an entire fall to Veronica Mars.
Remember? Well, that was my fault.
It's like 2 years ago when you were like, and then remember we went somewhere and you brought me the DVDs.
Yes.
And so I became obsessed, and it was like I had to know what Logan was doing.
Oh, Logan.
And Veronica Mars. And I took it on a plane with me. I would take those DVDs like on a plane and sit and watch them. I don't remember where I was going, but like I was obsessed. I mean, I feel like there's a fall of my life I will look back on and go, Veronica Mars.
Yeah, I can still hear that theme music in my mind. But see, Logan was such a great character because he was that boy that everybody knew in high school that really just needed to be loved. Like, you could totally turn him around. He just needed to be loved.
But really, he was probably still going to always be a jerk. I just always thought that was the boy I was going to be. I could save him. Yeah. I could save him. Yeah.
That's a good clarification. Okay, so there was those. I'm trying to think what else I've got on the DVR. I don't know. That may be about it. Although I really think I'm leaving out a whole bunch of stuff. But the summer is so good because you get all this short term programming. You know, you get all these like 13 episode things, and I don't know. It's just it's good when you have a whole day stretched out in front of you, and your child is at some sort of athletic camp.
And you can watch a lot of TV. Mm-hmm. Well, Gully came over tonight for a little while because her boys were gone. And then she came over and we turned on The Bachelorette. We did not really listen to it because we talked pretty much the whole time.
Right.
But there was one point where I looked up at the screen, and I promise you, Ashley had on the same outfit and prop size as one of Caroline's Polly Pockets. I mean, it was like
she had all this, you cut out for a second, but she had all the same outfit as a Polly Pocket?
As a Polly Pocket, yes, absolutely. And it probably the same size as a Polly Pocket. It was like a white, it looked just like, which I know you don't have, but Polly Pockets, all their outfits are like snap-on. You know what I mean?
You was it snap like a romper on kind of thing?
Yeah, well, yes, ma'am. She did at one point, because I told Gully, I said, oh, does she have that? Because, you know, I'm fascinated ever since Priscilla Deeper Still had her maxi dress belted.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I like that concept in theory. I just am not normally a belt person.
Right.
But at one point she had on something and it was strapless and it was black with some little flowers. And I was like, oh, does she have, is that a belted maxi dress? But then when they panned down, oh no, ma'am, it was a jumpsuit that was knickers. Mm. It was a strapless.
Oh, that's unnecessary.
Belted jumpsuit.
That's unnecessary. You take a knicker, which cuts you off anyway and makes your legs look like 6 inches long. And then you belt that. That's a bad call.
Belted and strapless. But I think she's about 65 pounds.
Yeah, so I do too. She's a little bitty. Now, see, I still have not watched it. Ever since you told me about how mean those boys were to her on that roast thing, I have not touched it. I have not watched it.
Well, I don't know what happened tonight, but I just know at one point she had on the knickered jumpsuit, and then at another point, the Polly Pocket outfit, like an A-line white miniskirt that hit her somewhere between her private business and the top of her thigh. I mean, like, it was so short. And it was belted with a...
your glasses back up. Did she just say private business? Because you were searching for the words you could say, and that was what you came up with.
It was her private business.
Okay.
Well, I mean, listen, private business. Okay. I was trying to search for an internet-friendly word that wouldn't offend anybody. But it was short, and it was like a white A-line miniskirt, and she had it belted with like a white, a hot pink sleeveless tank top, and it looked just like something like one of Caroline's Polly Pockets, and she was wearing it with like some kind of wedge heel, so that made the skirt look even shorter. But as she walked, it was like that skirt was so short, it was like the proportions were even off. You know what I mean?
Here's my question: What, really? Because yesterday we had a situation where we were somewhere and there was somebody who had on some really, really short shorts who walked past us.
Okay.
And we had a conversation in the car about the really, really, really short shorts. Mm-hmm. And my husband said, at what point did women get the message that that was attractive? Like, when did people start wearing things that short? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't keep, you know, like a... some mm-hmm. sort of timeline of fashion trends handy.
Yes.
But I said, I think it's been, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years, but I don't know how people really sit down in that kind of stuff.
No. And the thing is, and here's what I think with this young generation, and I'm not going to get on. I am about to get on my soapbox. But number one, they don't really look good on anybody. They don't.
Right.
I mean, even if you're super toned, once you sit down, that does not look good. And I just think the shorts, like, it's just such an awkward, like, how do you sit? How do you cross your legs? I just don't think it looks good on anybody. And I think that this younger generation, and I do not mean, but I'm talking about like 10 years younger than, well, really now, because I'm almost 40. So let's go ahead and give it 15 years younger than me.
Yes.
Well, because I'm almost a Eunice, you know.
Yes.
But like, I don't think that those girls... I always feel like I was aware of what worked for my body type and what did not work for my body mm-hmm. type. And mm-hmm. I feel like you see a lot of girls now where I'm like, I don't know that that works for their body type, but they're going to be wear their shorty shorts because that's what everybody's wearing. But I'm like, but they don't look good on them.
It's like the strapless wedding gowns.
Yes. It's the same thing. And I think you have to appreciate what works for your body type and what doesn't. And really, I mean, I think that like Carrie Underwood, when we had on some shorty shorts with her beautiful legs, but I think up on stage singing in like some sort of sequin shorts, I think that's one thing. But for real life, it's not really a practical thing.
I'm gonna say for church, it's not really a practical thing.
No, they should not be in church. They should not be in church. So,
well, I agree. I do. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking, and he said, he's like, you would have never worn anything like that. And I was like, I wouldn't have been able to find anything like that, because if you will remember in the early mm-hmm. 1990s, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I was too busy wearing my horse skirts and my matching.
Yes. Yes. My Santa Fe blanket wrap skirt.
Yes. With a big scarf draped around my, you know, like wrapped at mm-hmm. at an angle around my shoulders. I mean, we all looked like we were wearing shawls for about 4 years.
Absolutely. With big shoulder pads mm-hmm. to boot. And then those high-waisted, what were those pants? Like, were they jerbos? Those high-waisted?
Yes, the jerbo uh-huh. jeans. Uh-huh. They uh-huh. were.
That came up and all that. I mean, yeah, it was a different time.
But
I mean,
you know what word never came up back then? And this has struck me in watching Santa.
Hoochie. What?
What I was thinking of. But good one. Sexy. Like, I remember like looking in the mirror and thinking, ooh, I want to look sexy.
No.
That never entered the equation. And so that struck me in watching Say Yes to the Dress, how many girls say they want to look sexy on their wedding day.
Yeah.
No, that's not what you want to look like on your wedding day.
No, you
will have very, 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 very many regrets when you look back. If that's what you go after.
I agree. And hopefully maybe Kate Middleton has reversed that trend. Yes. Because I felt like she was great. She looked elegant and beautiful and gorgeous. She looked like what a bride should look like.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So, but I think that in college, like I laugh thinking of, like, I remember like our premium, and Gully would attest to this, like our premium going out outfit, and I owned it, but we would borrow it. Like if somebody had a big night, you know, if there was a boy that she really wanted to look cute for or whatever, this was like the outfit that got passed around, and it was from the Limited, and it was a floral mini skirt, but I promise you it hit right above the knee.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like those floral mini skirts.
Yeah. It was like a floral mini skirt. It hit right above the knee that we wore with a yellow t-shirt.
Yes.
Like not a tight t-shirt, no. Like a loose t-shirt tucked in with like socks and Keds.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, seriously.
Or now, I don't know if y'all did this at A&M, but we did this at State. You might have knotted your t-shirt.
Oh,
did y'all ever pull them to the side and knot them?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So if you were really, but I mean, basically though, that was the look. I mean, you know what I mean? Like that mini skirt, I mean, you were not really showing much leg. I mean, you might wrap a Brighton belt around that sucker. I mean, but that was it.
I mean, you're wearing socks with a mini skirt. So I think that's, you know, that says enough. I mean, you're essentially, you know, pretty much wearing your pajamas out somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. So
the times have changed.
The times have changed. But yeah, the shorty shorts, I don't think they really look good on anybody. I don't think they look good on anybody. And heaven forbid you have to bend over and pick something up.
Oh, well, no, at that point you just need to go home.
Yeah, you do. There's not a lunge in the world that's going to help you.
All right. So that's my TV, our TV / fashion roundup. What else we got?
Okay. Well, you know what? On that same kind of note, you know what I was noticing? I don't know if you've seen different stuff that's been out this week, but you know, Ferris Bueller just celebrated its 25 years. It's been 25 years since Ferris. And do you remember that Mia Sarah, his girlfriend in that, remember she had on that white leather fringe jacket with those shorts? Do you remember?
I do remember.
That outfit. You want to talk about something that I coveted for a long time. That white jacket had that fringe and she had that long hair. And she was so glamorous. But I looked her up on Wikipedia because I was curious, like, whatever happened to her. And pretty much now she's on the occasional episode of, like, CSI as a murder victim.
Well, you know what? Last night when we were watching the Killing Show, there was this, like, character who kept coming up. And I looked at David and I said, I think she was the little girl on Growing Pains. And he said, huh? And I said, I think she was the little sister on Growing Pains. And so he paused it and went online and looked it up, and sure enough, it was. He was very impressed.
Okay, but not Carol Seaver. You're talking about that little bitty one
came
along later.
I can't remember what her name was.
Anyway,
but it was her, all grown up. She was playing a pregnant woman, but that was the little girl from Growing Pains, and that's impressive considering I only really started enjoying television recently, don't you think?
That is impressive. And do you remember Leonardo DiCaprio was on Growing Pains?
You know, I do remember that, but I'd forgotten it, but I do remember that. He was a cute little kid.
Yeah, that was an all-star cast. You have Kirk Cameron, who went on to be in the Left Behind movies.
Yes.
You have Carol Seaver.
Yes.
Who went on to be in a Lifetime movie where she was an artist. Remember, she was a psychopath artist. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't think I saw that one.
Okay, well, I can't remember what it was called, but she was a crazy artist. Candace Cameron.
Yes.
That's right.
Who's written books and things.
Yes. And then is married to a hockey player.
And Alan Thicke, who has
had
a son named Robin Thicke, who I think does some
R&B. Well, Alan Thicke, remember, he was married to Gloria Loring, who used to be Liz on Days of Our Lives.
Yes.
God.
And she recorded some duet at one point with somebody.
Oh, was it? Yes, and I loved it.
Winnie Travis, he could tell us.
Oh, God.
He can always name that duet.
What was it? It was Gloria Loring.
I can't. Should I Google
it? Or did they
it?
Just record it? Or did they write it? I'm trying to Google it right now. I'm dying to remember. It came out. Was it like when we were in high school?
It may have been before that even.
It wasn't something that was on Family Ties. That was Billy. That was Billy Vera in the Beatles.
Oh, I love that song. Uh-huh. That was the song that Michael J. Fox was playing when he saw his real life wife across the room.
Yes. It was like What did you think?
At this moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Listen, that was... And Michael J. Fox was so dreamy.
He was. He was darling.
Okay, I'm Googling. I'm Wikipedian Gloria Loring, but it's my computer. It's a little processor intensive. It's taken a few minutes.
Right, it's taken a few minutes.
And so if I cut off, then...
We were wide open as far as who we'd accept a duet from when we were in junior high and high school.
We were Friends and Lovers.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I won't sing it, but I can hear it right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we can belong to each other.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, that's it. Okay. So I'll be your friend.
Yes.
That's it. Yes. Okay. What would you think if I told you?
That's the Billy.
Is that? Oh, no. No. What would you think if I told you I've always wanted to?
Oh, the lyrics from that song. Yes.
Is that it?
But the Billy Bear and the Bear song, coincidentally, also started off with "What Would You Think?"
Oh, yeah. I would do at this moment. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, Travis is going to be sad he missed this.
Yes.
Oh, well, maybe next time.
That Gloria Loring duet. See, I think that was earlier because that to me was like a solid gold kind of duet.
Yeah, maybe so. Okay, hold on. Let me look. She was Liz Chandler on the NBC daytime soap Days of Our Lives, which, you know, I watched Days of Our Lives from, like, the time I was in fourth grade well into college.
Also, last night when we were watching The Killing, Michelle Forbes is one of the actresses on it, and David said, wasn't she in 24? And I said, I think so, but I know she was in Guiding Light back in the, like, early 80s. Because I watched Guiding Light from the time that as long as I can remember. And it was not at all appropriate, but I did. I mean, that's what Mama would have on in the afternoons while she cleaned.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I remember, like, the sound of the ambulance, like the opening credits to General Hospital. That ambulance, like, that, you talk about something that'll take me right back to sitting on my grandmother's vinyl couch. I mean, you know, like, little, like Caroline's age, and we'd sit and watch General Hospital.
But see, Mama always liked the CBS soap operas. So she was As the World Turns, Guiding Light, and this is in no way a criticism of my mother, because I know she didn't, I mean, that's what everybody did. But I would know more, like, have something like that on while I had a child awake. You know what I mean?
Less
watching. Yeah. But different time. But anyway, but it was only when I got to be maybe like 12 or 13 I started watching All My Children. But I never really got into General Hospital. Just All My Children.
Okay.
I started watching All My Children about the time that Jenny and Tad were dating and Jenny's jet ski exploded.
Of course it did. Of course it did.
It was a tragic accident. Her jet ski exploded.
Okay.
But she wasn't really dead.
No. Well, they're never really dead. Mm-hmm. They're never really. It's like Stefano DeMiro on Days of Our Lives. I mean, he was gone, and then he was back, and then he was gone. The only time I officially gave up that show was when Marlena became, like, possessed by the devil.
Right.
And not even because it offended me so much, but just because it was so stupid that I couldn't bear it.
Well, Emma Kate always liked Days of Our Lives, and when we were in college, I never watched it, and so did my friend Tracy. And so I always kind of knew sort of what was going on, but I never really watched it, so...
Yeah, it was never as good as when Bo and Hope. That was kind of it. And then after that, that was it. Okay, so Gloria Loring, that song came out in 1986.
Okay, so it's later than I thought.
1986. But she's currently completing a spiritual autobiography called Coincidence is God's Way of Remaining Anonymous.
Wait, hold on. I'm thinking through that.
Uh-huh. Coincidence is God's
way. God's
way.
If you know God's behind the coincidence, then it's not very anonymous, is it?
No. Mm-mm, no. Okay. So it's really... And I would think if God wanted to remain anonymous, he would be the best at it.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Just my thought.
Okay.
Okay, so do we have anything else?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I went to Target today.
Oh, you did? That's more than I did. Remember, I just slept and watched TV.
While you were sleeping. Yeah. Well, we had to go to the Mac store because my power cord, it kept going in and out. And finally I thought, you know what? I need to go. So we switched that out, got that taken care of. And then I met my friend Debbie, who does Hummingbird Farms Lavender.
Yes.
And I got some lotion and soap because we were desperate.
I'm desperate. I need to do an order with her because I am down to my last travel tube of that lavender lotion that I adore.
I mean, I don't know what I'd do without it. And that soap, I mean, the whole thing, it's just, it's my favorite. So she met me and I got some of that from her. And then we went to Target because there's just a lot of toiletry items that only Target has that HEB does not have. So I had to replace my Wonder Waves hairspray.
It was confiscated by airport security.
In Louisville, Kentucky, mm-hmm. after they went through my underwear and everything else, mm-hmm. they took my hairspray. So I had to get that. I was out of self-tanner.
Well.
And that Target's the only one that carries the one I like.
Which one do you like? I've never used self-tanner because, as you can imagine, it really doesn't do me any favors. I just look like that orange girl.
What is it? What is the brand that I like? Is it? No, it's not L'Oreal. I think it's Neutrogena. It's okay. Neutrogena, like gradual tan, but it's in a pump, and I like it because I just put that on my face like every couple of nights, and so it gives me just enough color because, I keep my face totally shaded from the sun.
Right.
And so it gives me just enough color where it doesn't look like my face and my body are two different colors.
Okay.
So I got that. And then I was out of tinted moisturizer. So I got Neutrogena for that because normally I like the Laura Mercier, but I feel like in the summer when it just melts off my mm-hmm, face, I hate mm-hmm. to spend the money. So I'll wait and buy my Laura Mercier in the fall.
Yes. I use a similar strategy when it comes to some sort of foundation or whatever. There's no, mm-hmm. there's no good that comes of trying to really use much of anything besides some kind of moisturizer in the summertime.
No. Well, and half the days I don't even put on makeup because I know we're going to the pool in the afternoon and there's no point, you know? So I did that. And then I was out of my bronzer. I was out of my NARS bronzer, but same thing. I didn't want to replace that. So I just bought some Physician's Formula bronzer.
Okay. You know, I've never used bronzer because, you know.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, our coloring is different.
Yes. It doesn't really look, it's not what you would call natural on me.
To look real bronzy, to have a real bronzy.
It kind of goes the same way as self-tanner, as, you know, with me, so.
Yes. So that's, I bought that at Target, but then it seems like I had a point while I can't remember what it was. So I guess it.
Well, okay. While you're trying to think of your point, I think, and this is an observation from several hours of research.
Okay.
Through television.
In between your naps.
Yes, in between my naps. I think the world has gone spray tan crazy.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree.
I think we wouldn't know. I think, honestly, like you watch television, I don't think that there has been a normal complexioned person on television in several decades. I just it just seems like everybody is so just unnaturally tan. Mm-hmm. Nobody's that tan. I don't know. It drives me crazy.
It's a lot of pressure. I feel like it's a lot of pressure to be tan.
But
you know what I mean?
The last thing I would go. I would not go do that before I was on television. Go get a spray tan.
No.
Because for me, it would look ridiculous. Maybe I guess when you have darker complexions, it looks more natural and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I get why people do it, but we've just become a nation of spray tan obsessed people, I think.
I agree. But I think here's the difference, though. This is what I'm going to say, is you are one of the real true blondes. Like, you're a true fair-skinned blonde. You know what I mean? Like, you've got light eyebrows, light eyelashes, the whole thing. I think you've got so many fake blondes running around.
You make a good point.
That then they get that real tan, because really, it would be like me becoming a blonde. You know what I mean?
So they have to get the tan to get the contrast with the hair.
Up to what? Yes. Okay. Yes. To what God intended.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that makes more. That actually makes sense, because if you've got fake, if you're fake blonde, then you've got to have contrast. So I get it.
Mm-hmm. And then they do that real tan. I mean, I'm not saying I think it looks good, but I'm saying that explains why they're able to get the tan, because they're really not really blonde either.
Right. Okay. I feel like I've learned something.
So that's what, because I mean, you think about redheads. Like, I mean, I think about the redheaded people I know. Like, they would look absurd mm-hmm. with a fake tan. You know, you can't have that red hair and then have like tan skin. That doesn't go.
Okay. Speaking of, I didn't watch Miss USA, but I saw that she's a redhead.
Oh, is she?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see. I ended up not watching it. I had every intention of watching it, but the Aggies lost, and then I fell into a deep spiral of depression.
Well, see, I was in my spiral last week when State lost, and mm-hmm. I get to Florida, but. But I didn't watch. I don't watch any. I don't watch a pageant unless there's talent. I mean, if I can't say a talent competition, I'm not that interested.
Mm-hmm. I kind of wanted to see Andy Cohen to see how he did with his hosting duties.
Right. Yes.
And so I recorded it, but then today I deleted it because I thought that's a big time commitment. And I may need a nap, and I didn't want to have to spend my time watching that.
Something else you needed to watch. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you didn't watch. Did we talk about Toddlers and Tiaras?
I missed it. And you know what? They're not replaying that episode because I've got it set to record tomorrow night. But, like, they're not replaying last out.
Wait, that broke up. What did you say? They're not replaying what?
I said they're not replaying last week's episode beforehand. Okay. You know what I mean? You know how Bravo is really good about they'll show last week's episode.
Well, you know, I'd never seen Toddlers and Tiaras until this past spring. I'd never seen one of them. And then I actually just saw them on YouTube. I just saw a couple of little things on YouTube from different episodes. But anyway, I decided this time, with, you know, since I'm on this little...
You got lots of time.
I thought, well, I'll record that. You know, I had seen all the promos from watching and all the Say Yes to the Dress. Really, my life sounds so incredibly pathetic right now.
You're on break. Enjoying your summer vacation.
I am enjoying my summer vacation.
You embrace it.
Yes.
Because there were times that you were just swamped this year. So really, I'm giving you your pass.
And I feel like I do kind of get a pass for at least give me June. Let me have a pass for June.
Absolutely.
So anyway, we DVR'd Toddlers and Tears, and my friend Elise was in town. And so anyway, it was very enjoyable, I have to say.
Okay. Well, I cannot wait. I'm planning on watching it. But I'm trying to think. Last week was a blur to me. By the time I got home and then we got home, we had that wedding. It was just a lot. I felt like it was. So I just didn't make time for TV like I should have.
Well.
It's my only excuse.
I'll see if I can encourage you in that area this week.
I was going to say, if you could, I'd appreciate it. Because I definitely am missing some, But The Bachelorette, but I'll tell you what, the one time I turned it on tonight, I unmuted it, and you know the first thing I heard? Perfect. And I thought, it's perfect. I'm done. So, I mean, I recorded it, but I don't think I'll go back and watch it.
I wonder what the ratings are like this time around, because everything I've seen about it, I haven't read a lot, but I've heard, it seems like I've heard more people saying that they're not watching or that they've been turned off by it or whatever. And I don't know.
Well, she's not, number one, she's not very, I think she's a sweet girl, but I just think that, I think you have to be a really dynamic person. I personally could not do it, to carry that entire franchise, I think you have to be a very dynamic.
Let me tell you what would happen if I were on The Bachelorette. I'd make it to like the fourth person got out of the car. And then I would have to go into a very quiet, dark room and I'd have to recharge my, that would take about 2 hours. I'd need about 2 hours to kind of get over it's just that constant having to be on and be energetic when you don't feel like it. That is exhausting to me. Like exhausting.
I couldn't do it. I don't know how people can do it. Kudos to her, but I could not.
Kudos to Ashley.
Kudos to Ashley, but I could not do it. I mean, just that whole, and then having to wear all those little outfits, they're dressing you up like a Polly Pocket and sending you out to a date. And tonight, apparently one of the guys, there was a cage match or something in Thailand, because I guess that's what people do in Thailand.
Why are they in Thailand?
That's where they are. They're
Is America in, not enough anymore for a date?
And I'm like, golly, then that stressed me out. Then you got to go to Thailand, and you think you're going out on all those dates, and what if you eat some kind of bad crab or something? I'm going to call it, because I don't know for sure. If somebody is from Thailand, they could tell me, but they're in something that is spelled Phuket, Thailand. I'm going to choose to believe that's Phuket. Phuket. So they're in Thailand and they were doing this whole thing, and he was like, this guy was like punched out. He's knocked out. So then they show the ambulance, there's nothing they love to show.
A bachelor who was punched out?
Yes.
Oh my word.
They put the two of them in a ring together, two of the bachelors. It was for a date, and it looked like he was wearing
just like real life. That's the best thing about The Bachelorette. It's just like real life.
I know. And he got knocked out. But then the ambulance had to take him away to the hospital. And I didn't really see what happened then. But Gully and I noticed while they were wheeling him in, she said, oh, look. She said, he waxes his legs. Because his legs were just as
And see, there we go again. Then we're back to right where we were 2 weeks ago.
No, I don't want a man whose legs are smoother than mine. I don't. That's too much shaving pressure. I don't need that.
No, none of us do.
No. So he had on those pink shorts and his legs were completely smooth, it appeared, and he had been knocked out. And then after that, we didn't watch the end of it. So I don't know what happened. But, you know, The Bachelor historically loves nothing more than some kind of preview where they can show somebody being driven away in an ambulance.
The season's not complete until the ambulance lights start to flash. I mean,
yeah.
It's going to happen at some point.
Well, tonight it happened because Ames, with his wax legs, got punched out in a ring, which I can't imagine why he wasn't tougher. You would think if you survive all that leg waxing, you could survive a punch to the face, but he could not.
Oh, Ames.
Ames in Phuket, Thailand.
It's too much. It's too much. No girl should be up against those particular things when she's looking for her forever mate. Alrighty, so there you have it. I mean, that's really 42 minutes of what you get when you watch TV and
take naps.
I know. Maybe next time we should try to have a devotion or something at the beginning, just to.
As I was making my pancakes.
Wait, you cut out. You cut out. What were you saying?
Said this morning as I mixed my pancake mix, I put in the flour, and as I put in the baking soda, I thought, this is what causes it to rise, just as the spirit within me.
Yes.
I'm just making that up as I go. I know that's hard to believe.
I think that we hit a nerve with that. I got several emails from people saying that they felt that was eerily accurate.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad we hit that kind of a nerve because I thought you were going to say people saying I'll never listen to that podcast again.
I think that's going to happen after this one.
That's today's podcast.
That's going to be this one. But the whole Christian radio thing, people seem to really, they seem to have noticed that as well.
Hey, well, that makes me feel better that I'm not alone, Because sometimes I feel like maybe I'm the only Christian woman who is maybe a little loud and laughs a little too hard.
I always think about it because a lot of mornings when we're going to school, we'll listen to Focus on the Family. And I always think, oh, they will never, ever, ever have the likes of me on there. And really nobody from my family. We're all way too loud. Because all the women who go on Focus on the Family are very, very, very soft-spoken and so pleasant to listen to.
They talk very softly.
They talk very softly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not us.
No.
That's not us.
No, I could take my cowbell
and a television recap.
Holler.
There you go. There you go. So.
All right.
All right. Well, I guess that's all she wrote.
A whole lot of TV. And really not much besides.
And really not much else.
Besides that. What do y'all have going on the rest of the week?
We have my niece's birthday party tomorrow. We're doing that. And then that's it. And then we have a party for our friends Stuart and Hannah that got married. They're having a party for them Saturday night. So we're going to that. I know. Django Walker's playing at the party.
Who's that?
He's Jerry Jeff Walker's son.
Okay. Who's Jerry Jeff Walker?
Jerry Jeff Walker is a Texas artist. Okay. He's kind of like a Robert Earl Keen, Jerry Jeff Walker, that kind of Texas musician kind of thing. But he's a Texas legend, Jerry Jeff Walker.
Okay, this is his son.
This is his son that's playing. So it's a country. So the attire is country casual.
Okay. Well, you tell Django that I said hello.
I will. Well, it's spelled with a D. D-J-A-N-G-O, which not to be confused with.
Bingo is his. Django is his name. I don't understand. It's not Django. It's just Django.
Django. Yeah, okay. Just Django. So anyway, so we're doing that, and then, that's it. Well, really, we don't have much going on this week, which is fine. What about y'all? I know Alex will be at camp, so you'll have lots of time to sleep.
Yeah. No, I was going tomorrow to pick up Mama, but then she called to bring her back here, because, you know, I got to Nebraska at the end of the week, and she's going to be here while I'm gone.
So, okay. Okay.
Anyway, but I think now I may not be getting her until Wednesday.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you're leaving Thursday?
I leave Thursday.
Okay. Okay.
So,
well, there you have it. And then you'll be in Nebraska. You could maybe, how close is Lincoln to Omaha? You could swing by the College World
Series. I don't know how close they are, but I did entertain the thought yesterday that, if State had made it to the world, the College World Series, that it might be worth a side trip, but
I know. That would be fun.
My brother's at the College World Series right now.
He is?
Yes. He's gone.
Well, why?
Okay. Do this in quotation marks. On business.
Oh,
he's going
gotcha.
To entertain some of his clients mm-hmm. up there. And so, and you mm-hmm. know, he went to Ole Miss, but my sister texted me right before we started recording this and said that he is cheering for Vanderbilt. And so he's got a Vanderbilt cap on and everything.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So,
okay.
But he's well, there.
I could get behind Vanderbilt. I mean, you know, A&M first. You know, now Texas got out, they're ousted today.
Oh, they did? Lost. I didn't know.
Yeah. They got eliminated today. We play tomorrow at 1 or 2. I can't remember. 1 or 2, we play for elimination.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Cal. We play Cal. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'll be watching.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, I really am, like, tomorrow I'm not coming home after I drop him off. And I'm going to mm-hmm. hunker down and I'm going to get some stuff done.
Yes, I got you. Okay.
I'm
going right.
to be productive.
Well, I think that's a good call.
I've had enough with the good... sleeping and the TV watching.
Yes. Oh, see, that reminds me. I have to be at the Volvo dealership at 8 tomorrow morning to drop off my car.
Oh, you know, that there's nothing like some car repairs to just...
It's like a service
that, right?
Yeah, it's service, and it's my brake lights out. But, you know, that's the beauty of the Volvo. Is everything's under warranty, but it's just the hassle of I have to be there at 8. You know what
mm-hmm,
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, and in the summertime, I try not to have to be anywhere by 8.
Right. Well, I have,
but,
yeah. I know.
All right.
Okay. Well, this was what it was, and we'll see if anybody ever comes back again.
Okay. All right. And we won't blame them if they don't.
But we're just so grateful that they listen.
Yes, that's it. There you have it.
We're so grateful.
We're so grateful for the time we have spent together.
Yes, and feel such a strong sense of thankfulness and gratitude.
Yes, and we hope you'll join us and share in our joy next time.
Yes. Hear it, sharing our joy.
.blogspot.com.
Yeah, that probably really is one.
It probably
that's
is.
That's not a bad one. That's a.
No, it's not. Yeah. That's shortened to the
that's
point.
To the
now,
point.
If it was sharing our joy with daily devotionals and gratitude. .blogspot.com.
That would be a little long.
And that's a.
Oh wait, you cut out.
You what?
You cut out again.
You. Oh yeah, I was going to say you cut out again.
It's a train wreck that I'm about to upload to Libsyn.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you
okay,
later.
We'll talk to all y'all later.
Okay.
All right, bye.